so glad, so thankful that we have this, our Savior, who loves and cares for us. Praise God. You know, as I think about it, we're living in difficult times, but exciting times in a way. We're seeing some of the things that the Word of God predicts coming to pass. And it can be a little scary at times, but also encouraging in a way. We're living in a world that is ever increasingly sinful, a fallen world. The deterioration in the fabric of our society is so prevalent. You can just see things breaking down. The lawlessness, the corruption, a time of Antichrist. You know, John wrote in his epistle, he says, "Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time." How many years ago did John write that? How much more today we see the spirit of Antichrist that is prevalent in this world today. He writes also, "For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh." This is the deceiver and an Antichrist. And for us to realize that we are in spiritual warfare. Brother Steve had a beautiful lesson this morning in the adult class regarding spiritual warfare. And we are in spiritual warfare. We can't say that enough. You say that a lot. Well, it's true. It's like to keep it in the forefront of our mind, to not relax, to not take a break. It seems to me it's almost like, I don't know if this has impressed you, but it's like the Ukraine war. In a way. I mean, you never see any pictures. I don't know if the press is not covering it. You never see any destruction. You hear about it. A lot of people are dying and so on and so forth, but you never see anything on the news about it. You never see any actual pictures of what's going on. And I think that's Satan wants to keep it under wraps, that there's attacking going on and there's spiritual warfare going on, but it seems to be almost hidden and camouflaged that we don't pay attention sometime. But I say, Lord, alert us. Praise God. We are in a war. Praise God. That God calls us to fight the good fight of faith. It says the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force, that there's never a time of relaxing. But oh, praise the Lord. Lord, help us to be strong in your might. Put on that whole armor, praise God, that we may be able to stand, praise the Lord. It is a time of seeking his face and asking the Lord to help us and strengthen us in this faith. And as we see the world around us and the situation that is going on there, and we see the situation in the Christian church and across the board, and I'm not trying to be critical, but Jeremiah writes about it. He says, "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Forsook the Lord who could give them abundant life, or searching for other things. They sought life and pleasure in idolatrous things of the world." Things that are of no real or lasting value, and they lose the purpose and their destiny in Christ Jesus. We have a watering down of the gospel message. We don't hear preaching about sanctification and holiness and living righteous and holiness. We find that it's, as you look at the situation that is in front of us in society, it's a market-driven church. A marketing-driven church, rather. It's appealing to what do the people want? What keeps them coming back? What keeps them giving money? Try different things. What will appease? What do people like to do? And there's nothing wrong with having, you know, things that people like to do, but is the heart of the message about Christ and sanctification and living righteous and living holy? We don't see that today. We don't hear much about the Holy Spirit and the power that we need and walking in the Spirit and living in the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. We don't hear much about that today. Tune in your television and try and find something on it. There's all kind of teachings, but the heart and the power of God and the operation of the Spirit is not very much approached. We don't want to turn people off. We want to keep them coming back. We don't want to put a division. There's this group and that group. No, it's everybody's okay. Everybody's going to heaven. We don't want to be judgmental. I understand all that. But what we see around us is a situation that God is displeased with. Ezekiel writes, "And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none." I sought for a man. I sought for a man to stand in the gap. Oh, Lord, as we examine ourselves, Lord, are we where you want us to be? Everyone, I ask the Lord constantly, Lord, help me to be where you want me to be. I got a ways to go. I understand that. I say, Lord, just help me, praise God, to be the pastor, the spiritual man you want me to be. There was so much corruption in the time that Ezekiel wrote of even the leaders, that there was no one to lead them to Christ, no one to lead them back to God, no one to talk about what it means to be a follower of God and Jesus Christ. And we find that today it's churches almost have to like audition for your attention, that we have to have this facilities and those facilities. What I want is the gospel message. I want the truth. I want the reality, praise God. I want to hear what says the Lord. How is it with my soul, praise God? I want to make heaven my home. I don't want to just kid myself and fool myself and this is the way I'm trying to live. Oh no, Lord, help me. Help me to stand firm on your word, praise God, and hold forth the truth, because we are in warfare. It is serious. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers. We know that scripture so very well, and it's true, and if we're not careful, we'll miss it. And the enemy uses our own humanity and the weaknesses of this flesh, and also the traps, the schemes that he lays for us, to somehow look away, to somehow satisfy ourselves, to somehow make excuses. Are we willing to stand on the promises? Are we willing to pray for revival? Are we willing to ask the Lord, Lord, come? We're not satisfied with where we are. There's so much more that we need, so much more that you can do, praise God. We haven't begun to scratch the surface of God's goodness and God's mercy and God's magnificent power, praise the Lord. And I say, Lord, help us. We get into a settled pattern of living and serving God. And the Word of God challenges us, I believe. When I read about Paul and Peter and the things they went through and Paul's writings, he says, I press for the mark of the prize. I press. I make every effort. It's going to take effort. It's not going to be, well, sitting in the pew and just waiting and letting things happen. No, it's pressing for the kingdom. Well, Brother Ron, what can I do? We can pray. We can ask the Lord to give us intuitions rather, and instruction and guidance and leading, praise God. There's so much to do. What can you do? I ask the Lord, what can you do? What is it that he wants from you and from me, praise God? Oh, help us, Lord. I sought for a man among them, but I'm glad, praise God, that we have an encouragement from the Lord. Lord, thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us and for the word that comes out and the word that inspires us and the word that convicts us at times and the word that touches our heart. We can look around and say how bad things are and how difficult and this and that. And you know, sometimes I hope we don't think now because this presidential election was favorable from a Christian perspective, well, we can kind of relax now. You think Satan is not going to attack the kingdom of God? You think Satan is going to let up? You think Satan has lost ground? You think he's going to give up or give in? He's going to double his efforts. It doesn't matter which political regime is in power at the time. The kingdom of God is going to be attacked. And it's time for us to say, Lord, help us to rise up in the power of the Holy Spirit and do the work you called us to do, to pray and trust God. Well, Brother Ron, I don't know what to do. My loved ones, I want to see them in church, but I can't physically drag them to church. I understand that. But we can pray. We can be in the prayer meeting on Saturday morning and say, oh, Lord, would you bring my family here? Would you touch them? Oh, praise God. Oh, Lord, help us this morning to have that desire and that hunger and thirst. God wants to do great things, and there has been encouragements, and I sense the Lord is moving, and the Spirit of God wants to move in a great and mighty way. But he's calling on the church this morning. He's calling on you and me individually to do our part, to pray the prayer of faith and trust the Lord and do the works of sanctification ourselves and to be examples to our families. Well, I've got, you know, my family, they don't know, they don't come to church or whatever the situation. Be the example. Be in the service. Be in the prayer meeting. Be in the Bible class. Learn of the Word of God. Fill yourself up with the Word, praise God. Let the Lord have His way in you. Let Him deal with your heart, praise God. Oh Lord, I know you want to move, and I know you want to do great and mighty works. But praise God, it takes a willing heart. God will not force anything. He's asking us, He's calling us, talking to us. Praise the Lord. Would you turn with me with Isaiah 58? That's the chapter, the scripture that is focused on my heart this morning. Beautiful chapter, but we're not going to read very much of it, just one verse. God rebuked Israel because they were not doing the fast that he called for. They were going through the motions, but not with their whole heart. But he encourages them. In the verse 12 says, "And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places and shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in." This is his charge to the church. They that shall be of thee. Let's look at this prophetically. They that follow Christ. In spirit and in truth, I'm not talking about I go to church only. I'm not talking about I know about Jesus. I've read the story. I went to Sunday school. No, those that follow Christ in spirit and in truth, praise God. They shall build the old waste places. Praise God. Restore the paths to dwell in. The enemy is try to distract people and get them off on different paths, different directions, to lose focus. And God says, those that are of thee, not going to be many of you. It's going to be a remnant. It's not going to be popular. Oh no. We want the broad way, the easy way, the sit in the rocking chair way. No. Restoring paths to dwell in is going to take fortitude. It's going to take commitment. It's going to take perseverance. It's going to take standing on the word. It's going to take following Christ when everyone else is mocking and saying, no, you don't need to be that strict. You don't have to be that diligent. And I hear God saying, oh no, here's what's going to happen. Here's the charge to you. Build the old waste places. Raise up the foundation of many generations. Thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Repairer of the breach. Where the enemy has come in, where Satan has exposed. Repairer of the breach. Fill it up with the love of God. Fill it up with the direction of the Holy Spirit, praise God. That others may come. Oh, praise the Lord. Restoration. We need restoration this morning. We need the Holy Spirit to have His way with us. We need the Spirit of God to move on our hearts. And my question to you and to myself is, will we stand with Christ this morning? Will we make the commitment to restore the paths to dwell in? To repair the breach. Praise God. Oh Lord, help us this morning. Help us to make that commitment in our hearts. Will you stand with Jesus? Will you stand with Him this morning? Will you come to the services? I mean, I know some have difficulties because of infirmities, and that's understandable, but for us that can, will you be there? What does it do? It strengthens the body of Christ. We get the food for our soul. We get encouragement and strength. There's something about being in the body of Christ, having that closeness. The brother said it so eloquently. He says, I can fight the good fight when I can crucify the flesh when I'm in the service and when I'm around the people of God and when I'm doing the things of God, when I'm in the prayer meeting, when I'm in the Bible class. It gives me strength, praise God. The Lord wants to help us. They that shall be of thee, the ones called out, the ones singled out, the ones that God has moved upon the hearts, that He can use us for the kingdom, praise God, that we can spread the good news, that we can be examples to our family and to our loved ones and say, oh, come with me, come on, come to church. Come, let us pray for you. Praise God. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. I feel such an encouragement from the Word of God. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. You know, we sing that chorus, lift up the name of Jesus. And it says you can talk about world conditions and you can talk about all that's gone wrong. You can state your views and positions, but I'm going to sing me a song. I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus. Praise God. It's not just doing it in song only, but in our lives, in our hearts, walking with Him, drawing closer to Him, praise God, allowing the Spirit of God to move in us. Oh Lord, inspire us, enliven us, encourage us, energize us, oh God, that we may do the things You called us to do, praise God. God has a church that's on the move, a church that's alive and well, praise God. And I say, Lord, would you give us that life in the Spirit? Would you come and visit us once again and help us, Lord, overcome where we are? I know the enemy tries to discourage. It's part of the spiritual warfare, the things that happen in our lives that cause us to be distracted or cause us to be discouraged or cause us to kind of be sometimes downhearted. And the Holy Spirit wants to encourage us and lift us up. Praise God. God's going to give us the grace and the strength to overcome, and the power to live the life and to be what He wants us to be. I say, Lord, strengthen us in this Holy Spirit that You may move and help us. Praise God. I'm going to close right here. Brother, sister, would you come forward? You know, the trend of this world is everything is watered down. It's not as important anymore. The things that we thought and the way we lived years ago is being attacked constantly. You can kind of walk your own road. No, there's one road. And it's the road that Jesus specifies and has in His Word. Oh Lord, in this day in which we live, so much around us, would You preserve us and help us to carry on the good news of the gospel, praise God. Why are You people different? We're not trying to be different. We're just trying to follow the Lord. We're trying to do His will. We're trying to live according to the Scriptures. We're trying to be the example and testimony. Praise God that we help ourselves to live the life and bring others to Christ. They see something in us that attracts them. It's not us. It's the Holy Spirit, the power of God that's working in us that they see. And my question and challenge to you and to myself is, will you live for Christ? Will you stand with Him today? Will you hold up the banner of the cross? Will you live the life? Will you make every effort, put every energy into serving God? Because that's what it's going to take. I'd like to say there's an easy way. We can only if you do this, this, and this. You know, as humanity, you know, sometimes we ask, what's the path of least resistance? Well, you can do it this way, which is hard, or you can do it this way, which is easy. There's only one way with God. It's the right way. It's the holy way. It's the righteous way. They say, Lord, help us. Help us to follow You. Praise God. May the Lord encourage you this morning. May His name be praised.